Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Head football coach for the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, Jeff Collins, joins us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show here on the Fan, 680-93.7 FM. And Coach Collins, thank you for joining us. How good did it feel, one, to play on a Friday night under the lights and get a win in downtown Atlanta on national TV and on the Fan, 680-93.7 FM?
Yeah, all of that sounds really good, man. Hey, first of all, I just want to say congrats to you guys. It's good to hop on the 680 The Fan and talk to you. I'm proud of what you guys do for our game, for our city. Just really proud of you guys and obviously the team on Friday night. It was the first time I'd played on or coached on a Friday night in about 30 years in East Atlanta. And so it was good to do it downtown in my home city, my home state. And it was a great win.
What did the guys clean up the most, Coach, that helped you guys get the win?
We didn't turn the ball over. We told them, hold on to the football. And they did it, and was really proud of them. And on the other side of the ball, we told the guys all week, we got to take away the football, get more turnovers. And the thing that I was really proud of, interceptions happen, you know, batted balls, those things happen. But when you take a football from another human being and you have the intent to do it, that's what our guys did. They grabbed the ball, they ripped it out of their arms, and then they took it. Those are things that you can build on, the mindset, the tenacity, all the things that we preach in this program showed up on Friday night downtown Atlanta, and we got a dub.
Georgia Tech head football coach Jeff Collins joining us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show here on the Fan, 680-93.7 FM.
Coach, how did you approach your bye week as far as reps offensively and defensively? Did you do it ones versus ones, ones versus twos, or did you have the competition level pretty ratcheted up to get these guys playing at that higher level on last Friday?
Yeah, so a lot of times during the bye weeks, we'll have it be a pure developmental focus. We did not do that coming off a game that we felt that we left some things on the table 2 weeks ago. So we went good on good for three really good practices during the bye week. Gave them 2 days off for film review for self-scout and to get in the weight room. And then we came back to work on Sunday and just, you know, did our normal process, our normal routine. But that bye week, we got after it. It was good on good, and we played team run, we played team force, and we had some really good physical periods during that week.
Coach, talk about how important it is for you to play as many young guys as you're playing. Goodness, 15 to 20 freshmen or true freshmen, sophomore guys, and I'm talking about at key positions on the football field. How important is that to make sure those guys develop?
Yeah, and that's part of our DNA. We play a lot of players. We've got the ATL philosophy where if you're above the line, you've earned the right to play. I think we had 28 defensive players play in the game. Most places that I've been, 15, 18 is usually the number. But, you know, we get guys rotated in. They work really hard in practice. You know, we're a culture that's built on effort. And if you know that you don't have to play 70, 80 snaps in a game, that you're going to play, if you're the elite guy, that you're going to be able to play 50, well, all of those 50 plays – can be ridiculous because you know you're going to have somebody in to give you a blow every now and then. And that's just how we build the program. That's how we run the program. And it pays off for us. We wear GPS monitors. Every player in our program wears a Catapult GPS monitor. And we broke records Friday night downtown Atlanta with our GPS for speed, distance traveled, top-end speed. We had four guys had over 600 sprint distance yards. Well, that means they go 90% of what their fastest they've ever run for over 600 yards in the game, which is ridiculously hard to do. I don't know if we broke 300 last year.
Jeff Collins.
Now they get it, they understand, and they're going.
Jeff Collins, head football coach of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, joining us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line here on the Fan, 680-93.7 FM. You talked about your defense, coach, 3 sacks, 8 tackles for loss. Those are game changers. Talk about how the defense stepped up, and it all went in tandem because the offense was able to take advantage of the things the defense gave them when you guys put up 7 touchdowns.
Yeah, absolutely, and that you'll see. You know, we have our board on the sidelines behind the defensive bench, and it says "get the ball," but it also says "get 10." And what we found over the last 3.5 years is when we get 10+ sacks or tackles for loss or turnovers in combination, then we're having a very dominant defensive performance. So you'll see a lot of the things that we have going on. There's get 10. Around the program, that's a big piece of it. Tackles for loss, sacks, creating turnovers, add to that. And whenever we get over that 10, we're probably playing some really good defense. Conversely, on offensive side of the ball, we talk about getting 10, and those are 10 explosive plays. Because historically, when we've had over 10 game-breaking, big-time plays, then again, we're usually doing pretty successful things on offense. And so just proud of both sides of the ball and how they played complementary football together.
Does anything rattle Jeff Sims, coach? I thought he really grew up the 2-minute drill right before the half. That poise to be able to, you know, go on a snap count, getting a free play, and understanding what to do with that. And Coach Patton Oden, those guys being able to slow things down. Is he kind of getting in the groove to where maybe you feed him a little bit more of the offense, and you know, understanding that, you know, you have to turn over the ball. Things trying to kind of settling down for him right now, coach.
Well, I think one of the biggest things with Jeff is his composure. I mean, he's got poise and maturity that's well beyond his years. Obviously, I give a great deal of credit to that, to his family. Unbelievable people that have raised him the right way. He's wired the right way, the way you want a big-time elite quarterback to be. He thinks of others. He distributes praise. You know, he is the first person to tell you how great the offensive line did, how great the running backs, the receivers, the tight ends. He understands all of those components, and he believes it, and it's real. And just really proud of him and how he's handled, you know, this situation, being thrust into the spot that he's in and the way he's handled it. Mike Flynn, our sports information director, said that only 12 times this season has a quarterback thrown for over 240 yards and rushed for 60. Only 12 times has that happened this season. Jeff Sims has 3 of the 12.
Goodness.
That's pretty cool for a true freshman.
Yeah, that's balling.
Yeah, he's pretty good there. Head coach of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, Jeff Collins, joining us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show. He's on the Loud Security's Newsmaker line. Last thing for me, coach, how do you like your running back stable? They're going to have to be big with Clemson next up on the list for the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, they're a great team. They're number one in the country for a reason. In every phase of the game, they've got great players. They've got great coaching. They've got great scheme. But really excited about the running back room that we have. You know, we've been out without J.P. Mason, who is one of the top 3 running backs in the ACC heading into the season. But what he has done from a leadership role, a support role, being with those guys every day, positively affecting them, helping them with the mental piece. And then you see Dante Smith doing great things on special teams. Then as a running back, you see Jamias Griffin doing really nice things running the ball. And then another true freshman, Jameer Gibbs, you know, I think he's shown up and done a lot of really positive things for this offense as a true freshman. And then you got Jordan Williams, our true freshman right tackle. And that just speaks volumes to the leadership that we have in this program, the leadership amongst the offensive line, and even the tight ends and the receivers, all of them, just making sure they understand what we're doing, understand our culture, understand that we're based on effort, not talent, and that at some point, how hard you play matters, how much grit you have, how much toughness you have matters in big-time college football games. And we know we've got one at noon on ABC downtown Atlanta again.
Coach, how does the recruiting landscape change? The challenges, have y'all gotten adapted more so than, you know, what you're trying to do? What's some of the difficulties?
I can't talk specifically about recruiting.
No, not players, just the way you go about it now in the pandemic.
Yeah, Well, I think the coolest thing is we have a young, energetic, technologically savvy staff. And I think that the recruiting class that we just signed was one of the top two in Georgia Tech history from a recruiting ranking standpoint. And I don't know how these rankings are going to be working during a global pandemic. But the guys that we have targeted, even though I cannot talk specifics, are culturally aligned. They're from a size, speed, athletic ability standpoint, and us making the connections via Zoom or via FaceTime, whatever we're doing to make these connections is powerful, and just excited about the present of this football program, where we are and how we continue to get better, and then us, the recruits that are out there for all the classes coming up, they're seeing a new vibe and a new swag that exists in downtown Atlanta at the Institute. And I think a lot of people are excited about the trajectory of this program, and rightfully so. I'm one of them. Just fired up the way these guys come to work every day, their demeanor, their attitude, their work ethic. And it's an exciting time. And we know we got a big-time opponent coming into the Flats on Saturday.
Well, we thank you for your time, Coach. Congratulations on the win Friday. Should be a big build-up to Saturday's game as well. And we'll talk to you soon, talk to you down the line. And we thank you for your kind words, and we certainly hope that things continue to go the right way down there on the Flats.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.